Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9926, catalog number 9926. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know how I miss Brother James Carter on his first seat. I was looking over your head evidently. We grew up together, and I don't sleep in this poor house, in his daddy's house. And glad to see you, brother. May God bless you. May God bless you. Turn your Bibles. We still on the same thing. I know some of you say, I thought you were going to change when you get back. I didn't tell you that. No, you didn't. I said, I'll be preaching this till you go over yonder. Tell Abraham Bright, hurry up and get through. I'll get off it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to clean up before we go over yonder, ain't that right? Yes, Lord. You got to clean up. You got to leave your hate over here, ain't that right? Can't care over yonder. You got to clean yourself up. You got to wash yourself. To put on a clean suit, you're going to stink without bathing. Or you might well say amen. Amen. You don't put no clean suit on and have them took a bath. Hallelujah. Been sweating too long, you put perfume on, you're still going to stink. Got to take a bath. Psalms 29, 1 and 2. Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Glory to God. Oh, I'm so glad I'm saved. I don't know what to do. Huh? You had to walk on that a little bit. I'm so glad I'm saved. Yo. Boy, being saved is money can't buy. Gold and silver can't touch it. God Almighty. You know you got a better place to go to. Oh, it's an honor to be saved. Don't let nobody fool you now. Everybody here say, raise your hand. All right, hallelujah. Ain't you glad?
Yeah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 29, 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. probably dealing with angels or whoever think they are mighty. Maybe kings or queens or whatever, president, mayor, or whoever think you got a little power. You give honor unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It can't be in unholy, but what? Holiness. Can't be in unrighteous. It's got to be righteousness. Hallelujah. And we've been preaching on this about 10 Sundays, right, Paul? 13. Paul, keep up with them. 13. 13. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. It's too important. Your time is too important for you to waste your time in worship. Thank God for the 5-minute message. Thank God for our deacons. If Jesus is not exalted or preached in a local assembly, the people there are wasting their time in worship. If he not mentioned, if he not exalted, if he not lifted up, everything else is in vain. Your coming is in vain. It's got to be Jesus. If the truth of Jesus is not preached in a local assembly, time is being wasted. Time is being wasted. You got to hear the truth. Know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. So don't waste your time in worship. If Jesus is not centered of that local assembly, all our coming is in vain. And I told y'all a few Sundays ago what I believe the problem with so many of us wasting our time is we need to stop measuring our relationship with God by other Christian lives. We measure. We call ourselves taking a yardstick and watching other folk lie and feel like I'm doing not more than they are doing bad, so I'm doing all right. They measure other folks. They say if God can wake him up and all that mess he's doing, I know I can do a little messing up myself. See, we got to stop doing that. Now, imagine your relationship with God by other folks' lies. I found out that worshiping and praising God is individual. It's an individual thing. Somebody sitting next to you can't stand Jesus. Y'all hear what I said? Somebody sitting next to you can't even stand the name of Jesus. And you watch them, but you don't know who you're sitting next to. Because they won't say hallelujah, you won't say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't measure. You can't look at other folks. I know what the Lord have done for me. That's what I go by, see. I don't go by what he done for you. I go by what he done for me. See, if he hadn't done nothing for you, you ain't got nothing to say. But if you know he done something for you, you ought to say something. So we got to start measuring our relationship with God by other Christians. We was in prayer meeting on yesterday morning, and we brought up, there wasn't so many here, and so somebody said he on vacation. And that's what's wrong. We want to vacate and set God aside. I said in a vision. We want to go on vacation and set God over him for a while. But that not giving him due glory. Oh, hallelujah. See, some things in the church, Brother Hambright, we don't vote for. Ain't that right, lights? Them lights will say something, I guarantee you. I said some things in church you don't vote for. See, we don't vote to have a prayer meeting. If you don't want to come, that's your business. It's a more folk want to pray. It's individual. We owe this to God. I said we owe it to God. See, if you never pray, God's still going to be God. Hallelujah. See, we don't vote to have Bible study because you're on vacation. While you sailing on the sea, when your crew, somebody want to read the Bible. One monkey don't stop the show. Well, if you don't want to be a monkey, be a cow, anything, it don't stop the show. It's individual. Y'all see my point now, see? See, we owe this to God. Give due to God what due to his name. We owe this to God. You don't postpone nothing in the church because of summer vacations. You better listen at me. Just suppose the Lord say, I'm taking a vacation. See who's going to last the longest. It's individual. Some things you don't vote on. Hallelujah. So it's individual thing. We owe this to the Lord. To worship God. Listen at this close now. To worship God, you must get out of yourself. I said you must get out of yourself in order to worship God. You got to move self out the way. You got to forget about who you are when you worship God. You tell me Reverend Walker, take all of that and some more to worship God. Oh, my. What you mean, Reverend Walker? In other words, when you come to worship God, you got to clear your mind. You even got to get your mind off your headache. Ain't got to the sin stuff, but just your headache. Your mind got to be clear. When you come to worship God, you can't just think about how pretty I am. I know you're sharp, you're looking good. But you got to move that out the way in order to worship God. Oh, hallelujah. It's good preaching now. You may not like it, but it's good preaching. I know good preaching when I hear it. Hallelujah. We talking about worshiping in y'all. See, what do to God? I know you're sharp, but you got to remember the gift that you win, that you bought. You don't forget about the giver. You're so excited over the gift and you forget about the giver. Get your mind off the gift and think about the giver. Oh, hallelujah. And sometimes we be so sharp we can't worship God. Be so sharp and cool. Y'all know what? I'm so glad that God ain't thinking about no clothes. I don't know what to do. What the Lord think about your snake shoes ain't hitting on nothing. Clothes does not excite God. You got to get your mind off yourself. If you going to worship God, we owe this to the Lord. I tell you, New Bethlehem, just cover. If you come naked, we'll put a sheet around you, pray for you, and get saved. You can wear what you want here, but don't bring no shorts and pillow pushers and whatever them things is in it. If you don't, we know who you are. Ain't that right, y'all? God ain't looking at no clothes. He's looking at your heart. I say he's looking at your heart. So you got to get your mind off yourself. See, when I was coming up, really, a lot of things that y'all have learned and been taught, we didn't hear some of this stuff. You can't get God and worship God in your own little old mold, in your own little traditional way. You got to learn how to worship God. And this is what it's all about. This is what teaching is all about. To be coming out of the little old mold and so proud and pride. If you turn around, your whole body got to turn. Ain't nobody no big stuff around here. Ain't that right, y'all? Everybody's somebody. You got to get out of yourself. If you going to worship God in spirit and in truth. I know you got a little money in the bank. They ain't hitting on nothing. Somebody going to spend that money if you don't spend it. You got to move self out the way. If you going to worship the Lord. Now, when you read these two verses I just got through reading, y'all read with me, right? I don't want you to take these two verses wrong. And don't take them lightly. The way, if y'all notice that is reading, look like David trying to say God needs some glory and some strength. If you don't watch yourself, ain't that right? Look like the way it read, David's begging for God. If you don't watch yourself, give God glory and strength. Act like God needs something. I'm got straight somebody. He doesn't need nothing. Don't get crossed up. The devil mess you up, see. God doesn't need nothing. God doesn't need nobody. The life is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, everything you see belongs to the Lord. Those clothes you got on is not yours, they're God's. That car you're riding in belongs to God. Even you belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. So don't you think God in a hurt for nothing. And the psalmist said if he was hungry, he won't ask up for nothing anyway. So he ain't no need for nothing. We just owe God this. I want y'all not to miss my point. We owe this to God. He said, give due glory to his name. We ain't getting it to God. Oh, boy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, boy, I just so much just feel like it's a burden to worship God. It's a burden to praise his name. A burden. It's an honor. That's where you got to see it. It's an honor. It's an honor. It's an honor. Amen. Just to call his name, it's an honor. Amen. All glory belongs to him. All strength belongs to him. Everything that you own, God gave it to you. If you didn't steal it. Well, some folks steal. You know that. Everybody steal. Ain't that right, sir? Some folks steal. Everything. And then if you stole it, God still own it. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, listen. First of all, glory belongs to God. We ain't got no glory. Glory means exalted. I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be talked about. I want to be lifted up. And everything you see is God's glory. But man trying to take his glory. And you can't worship God thinking that you're taking his glory. If you want to make God angry with you, don't give him his glory. If you want to be stopped quick, try to take his glory. He'll let you have a little honor, but don't bother his glory. I'll let folks talk about you a little bit, but you better take it the right way. And sometimes folks sing, and I know y'all can sing, and sometimes they'll pat you on the back, the leader, say, boy, you know you can go. Hey, don't get lifted up now. Some folks just pat you on the back just to set you up. They knock you down.
All right. Amen.
Because the devil knows when you get lifted up to God, don't bring you down. Yeah. Just say glory to God. Yeah. God got the glory. Yeah. God got the praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles. Yes, where the mic? Get your mic there, Brother Hunter. My little preacher had to go off and preach somewhere today, so I got Hunter. Reverend Hunter. Radio land, this is Reverend Hunter. This is not Griffin. Isaiah 42 and 8. Watch this. Isaiah 42 and 8. Be very careful when folks brag on you. You got to be very careful. Sometimes it be traps. The devil set traps for you. Because he know. See, the devil, that's what happened to him. He got lifted up in glory, in pride, so he want to take God's glory. Glory belongs to God. Be very careful when folk brag on you. Everybody brag on you really don't love you. They know if you get lifted up, God going to bring you down. They know that. God knows that. The devil knows that. Read that for me, brother.
I am the Lord. That is my name.
That is my name.
And my glory will I not give to another.
God Almighty.
Neither my praise to graven images.
Y'all see that? I ain't gonna give my glory to nobody. God is my name. I ain't gonna share it with nobody. I let you have a little honor, but glory belongs to me. So I'm trying to get somebody to see here that whatever you are, whatever you got, really is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. That's when God said, give him the glory to his name. And it's a right to come in and praise his name. It's a right to bow down and worship him because he was to be praised. We owe this to the Lord. He the one wake you up every, who you think wake you up every morning? Boy, folks just got to see this. This deep, heavy stuff. Just what folks can't see. You jump up out the bed. Wham! Jumped up. Ain't got on your knees and ain't said nothing to God. Did you not know so many folk by the thousand laid down last night, didn't get up this morning? Wasn't nothing wrong with them last night? And we jump up, hop out the bed, don't say nothing. Go turn the television on. jump up out of the bed, brush your teeth, eat your breakfast, eat whatever you eat, and then go to work. Don't say nothing. Who you think shook you this morning? Huh? What? Hey, listen, look at me. Don't you feel like getting on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you for... See, you owe that to him. You owe that to him. Give glory to him. He don't have to wake you up. That's what you got to get in your mind. When you once get that in your spirit, he the one wake me up. He the one got my being. He the one watch over me. You will have no problem. All right, now watch this now. Watch this. See, when he got to get your attention, he get Christian attention. Those who I love, I chase. When he have to let something hit you one morning, you plan on getting up. But something happened, you can't move. I don't know what may happen, but you just can't move that morning. The first thing you're going to say, what wrong, Lord? What? I can't move. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. See, you ought to say that every morning. When you jump up out the bed, thank you, Jesus. Because one morning you're going to try to get up and can't get up. Then God said, I've got to remind you. Oh, boy, let me tell y'all what happened. I got in Saturday. Me and my wife got in Saturday. It was pouring out of rain. We couldn't get out the car. It rained so hard. And guess what? I was getting, as it slacked up a little bit, I was getting the clothes out. And before me and my wife always leave, we always pray, hold hands before we go out traveling. We got back, and she was upstairs, and I was down there getting the things out of the car. A lightning flash. It hit something. We don't know what it hit, but I thought it hit me. It ain't funny to me. Thought it hit me. God knows I'm not lying. I thought it hit me. I mean, it hit some boy. That, you know when it flashed, when it clash. Boy, I got that thing and went on upstairs. You know the funny thing come to me? God knows. Ask my wife. I said, you know what? I had to thank God, knows I had to thank them in my spirit. Got home, my wife got the belt. Thank you, Lord. In my spirit. Got home, thank you, Lord. But the Lord had to remind me, when you left, I took care of you. All up and down the dangerous streets and avenues. Interstate and freeways. And you broke the law. You didn't drive 70 like you ought to. I'm not lying. God kind of remind me. You hold your wife's hand when you left. Now I let you come back, say it, get together and hold hands again. I said, let's thank the Lord, baby. He'll remind you. It's all him that take care of us. He'll take care of you. But you ought to give him some glory. Because we know we're going to drive around the highway. We ain't going to drive like we ought to. You know that. And God take care of us. And get home and jump out the car. Take everything out. Don't say nothing. Yes, I prayed in my spirit. But I want you to say it open. Lord, I thank you. I got my wife in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He good to us. Don't forget about the Lord. He watched over you. So many folk go down the highway, don't never come back home. Don't never see them no more until you roll them cross. We owe this to the Lord. All I'm saying, I'm sticking with my thought. You better give him some glory now. Don't you forget about the Lord. All glory belongs to him. Don't you think nothing can happen to you. Something can happen to you. We owe this. He said, y'all owe me this. This my due. Y'all do this do me. This do me. Y'all do glory to my name. This do me. Y'all ought to give this to me. Ain't nobody gonna take his glory. You better start doing that. I ain't lying. That the first thing come to my mind, I know it was nobody but the Lord. Because the devil ain't gonna tell you thank God for nothing. God could have hit me with that lightning. I wouldn't have been standing up here now. But hallelujah, I'm here. That's all he wants to do, just to thank him. Give him glory, that's all. It shows you he ain't begging. He could have knocked me flat. He ain't begging for nothing. Don't you think the Lord begging for something now? But those who I love, I chase them. And just like sometimes we come to church, you know, we come and, you know, we come every, some of us come every once in a while. And we just feel like God is just pleased. Ain't you glad I'm here, Lord? That way some, I know it's funny, but that way some folk feel. That way some folk feel. Stop, please stop feeling like that. Take that from this little preacher here. Yeah. Because be one day you're going to want to come to church and can't come. The church still going on whether you come or not. Remember that. You can't stop the church. And don't let the night in the world stop you from coming to church. You're going to need the Lord. You'll need the church before the church needs you. You're sitting for the church before the church sitting for you. The church is on a rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. So he said, give glory to my name. Give me what do me. Give me what do me. Go to Revelation. I'm going to show y'all something. Look, I want you, everybody got a Bible. You better look at this one here. Go to Revelation. Go to Revelation 4, 8 through 11. You better watch this here. You better watch this. Revelation 4, all right. 8 through 11. I just want y'all to watch something here. God Almighty. I just want you to watch this here. Revelation 4. Now watch. Before you read, let me explain to you a little bit first. Now, at the fourth chapter, that's where the rapture took place. In the fourth chapter. All right. See, the fourth chapter of Revelation, all that ain't nothing but future. From the fourth chapter to the 22nd chapter ain't nothing but future. We living right now from 1 through 3, through the 3rd verse, the chapter. But the fourth chapter, that's when the rapture took place. That's when God caught up his church. And when he caught up his church, we are tagged as the 24 elders. That's what's the church. We represent the church. That the 24 elders is the church. We was wrapped up. God Almighty. And guess what? When we were wrapped up, God gave us crowns on our head. Now watch what's going to happen to the crown. See, that's the reason you ought to give God glory now, because don't nothing belong to it. When we see him, we're going to say, look at him. Now just watch. Just very important here. See, sometimes I'm trying to get some of this big shot out of folks. Some of this big stuff. Ain't but one big stuff, that's Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. See, we owe this to God. I'm trying to get you, you owe everything to God. You don't owe nothing. You didn't bring nothing here, you ain't gonna take nothing with you. You came here naked, the Bible said you're gonna leave naked. All right, everybody got it now? Read slow for me, Reverend. Read it.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him.
God Almighty.
And they were full of eyes within.
Now, what these beasts is, they up there right now. Probably. You know, watch this now. See, they up there right now. They're not us. The 20 elders, us, were caught up. But these are around there right now. That's what they're saying.
And they rest not day.
Listen.
And night.
Listen.
Saying, holy.
Listen to that.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Now y'all see that? Now see, right now, it's angels around the throne of God saying, holy, 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 holy. The Bible said it rests, didn't it say? Not what? Say it what? Holy. Holy. See, if you don't say nothing, he don't hear you anyway. Holy. You ain't got to say nothing. Holy. He ain't going to miss you, amen. Holy. Holy. If you don't wave your hand, he ain't going to miss it. Holy. Holy. He don't need no amen. He got folk around there saying holy. And sometimes we come to church, say, it's too noisy. Well, they're saying holy. Holy. Look like he love noise. Holy. Holy. If it's joyful noise, he love it, ain't it right? Holy. Holy. So they're saying something in heaven. I reckon they may be saying it loud. I don't know how loud they're saying it, but I know they're saying what? Holy. Holy. Isaiah saw them, didn't he? Isaiah said it around there saying what? Holy. 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 Don't go to the bathroom. Holy. 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 Ain't got no evening shift and day shift. Just holy. 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 Don't sit down just saying holy. Holy. Don't know how to bring no water to them. They just keep on saying holy. 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 I want y'all to see Jesus. Holy. I want to see you. Walker ain't hitting on nothing. He said, you owe this to me. I don't need nobody. I'm God by myself. I need nobody else. If you ever get this in your spirit, you ain't gonna have no problem in praising and worshiping God. You ain't gonna have no problem in obeying God. You got to get this in. When you get this down in your spirit that God can do without me, I need him. He doesn't need me. Ain't no problem then. When you once get it in your spirit, it's him that wake me up every morning. It's him that watch over me all day long. You ain't going to have no problem. You got to get that down in your spirit. You got to get this down in your soul. From the depth of my heart, you ain't going to have no problem. You got to see this. If you don't see this, you always going to have a problem with God. Always going to have a problem with him. I'm doing too much. That's going to stay in you. The devil going to keep it there. I'm got to go rest. I give God too much of my time anyway. That's the devil. That's not God. The devil messing you up. You got to see this in your spirit. When you once get it down in your spirit and your soul. Oh boy, you just cry all the time. You say, I ain't doing nothing, Lord. Doing nothing. He'll take care of you. I ain't joking, James. He'll take care of you. See, hey, sometimes when you get that word down in your spirit, a pain will hit you. You can tell the devil, get your hands off me. You got to have the word in you. Try. Get your hands off me. It's written. If God be for me, who can be against me? It's written. He hear every word you say. If you mean bit, he got to get your hand off you. I woke up this morning with a pain. I said, get your hands off of me. God knows I get your hands off of me. I quote a strip on it. I say it's written. He can't stand that. By his stripe, I'm healed. Get your hands off of me. He didn't move them at that time. I said, but it's also written. If God be for me, who can be against me? After a while, the pain left. You got to mean business. You got to mean business. When you once get this down in your spirit that I need the Lord and keep him on my mind from the depth of my heart, God will see about you. And you ain't going to have no problem in worshiping and praising God. You ain't going to have no problem in obeying God. Because you know you can't move except he let you move. Now just watch this. I ain't got to what I want to get to yet. Held us around the throne of God. Got crowns on our head. Read on, brother. God Almighty.
And when those beasts give glory and honor,
God Almighty,
and thanks to him that sat on the throne,
Lord have mercy,
who liveth forever and ever.
I like them system right there. I got something you can't pass by. How long he live? How long? Forever and ever. How anybody can live forever and ever? Who sat on the throne? He's sitting on the throne. We don't, here we are now facing God. Sitting on the throne. The Jesus that died on the cross. That same Jesus that walked this earth. Here he now. He ain't looking like little Mary baby. John described him one time up there in heaven. John said faith was brighter than the sun. You ask Paul. Paul said his faith was brighter than the sun. Hair looked like lamb wool. Feet looked like parley bread. Coming out of his mouth was a sharp two-edged sword. And his voice sounded like many a water. Is this the same Jesus that walked this earth? It's the same one. It's the same one. See, you got to know who Jesus really is. Just like my boy said, when you don't know who he really is, you ain't going to serve him like you ought to. But when you know who he really is, you ain't going to do but just give him glory and give him honor. That's the very reason when they came at him in the Garden of Gethsemane, they were looking for the wrong Jesus. They were looking for one from Nazareth. But he was one from Exodus who said, I am that I am. That means when he said, I am he, all of them fell backwards. They were looking for the wrong one. Let them know you don't have to come get me. I can defend my own self. Put up your sword, Peter. I don't need nobody to fight my battle. I fight my own battle. But you got to know who he is. That means I'm giving my glory all I can to him right now. Because one day I'm got to face him. You got to face him. You got to face him. You got to face him. All of us got to face him. You got to face this Jesus one day. Read on, brother.
The 24 elders.
Now here come us now. Watch us.
Fall down before him that sat on the throne.
Okay, what? What we done now? We've been caught up in the rapture. Those who going up. Caught up in the rapture. What we done? When we saw all this, what we done? Fell what? Fell down, didn't we? Fell down. Ain't nobody told him to fall. When you see him, you're going to automatically fall. Ain't nobody got to tell you to fall. See, yes, automatically. See, we standing before him now. And when he saw them 24, when he saw all them beasts around them, them angels around there praising his name, and we were looking, boy, seated around there. God, I remember years ago when God first called me to preaching, I was just praying. I was already on my knees from the depths of my heart. I was on my knees just talking to God, just talking. And after a while, I saw him in the spirit. I saw him standing right before me, about that far from me. And when I saw him, I fell flat on my face. Didn't nobody tell me to fall. I had to fall. What happened? I want to get up under his feet. When I saw him, I saw me. Wasn't hidden on nothing. That means I keep on hollering, you ain't nothing. When you see Jesus, you'll see who you are. Folks got to see Jesus, see your own self. When I saw him, didn't nobody say fall. I had to fall. And that when all I want to get up on it, I started crawling, actually crawling. You got to see who he is. Folks don't know who he really is. When you know who Jesus really is, you ain't going to have no problem in obeying him and doing what he said. You got to really know who he is. Now here we caught up in the rapture. We saw how them pieces, them angels, worship and praise in his name. And here we are bowing down. Now watch this now. Read on.
And worship him that liveth forever and ever.
We fell down. Now just after the rapture now, we don't fell down. And we start worshiping him. Worshiping him. Ain't nobody said nothing, did he? Ain't nobody said about it. He told them, y'all worship me. Did he say that?
No. Uh-uh.
They just started what? Worship. Didn't nobody tell them about it. They just what? Bow. I got to tell us to do nothing. You just got to know who he is. That's what happened right now. In these last days, we're trying to make folk worship God. You can't make nobody worship God. It's got to be in you. You got to know who he is. And when you know who he is, hey, you can worship him if you want. I know who he is. I know what he done for me. You got to know what God has done for you. We owe this to him. That's what I'm sticking. We owe this to God. You didn't make yourself. God made you. Read on, brother.
And cast their crowns before the throne, saying.
Hold right there. He gave them crown. Uh-huh. That's what I want y'all to see, right? They had crowns on their head. When the rapture first occurred, I don't know where the crowns took place up there. God gave them all crowns. They had crowns on their head. But when they got up, Lord Almighty. They got them crowns off of their head and started throwing them to Jesus. What make them do this? I'm going to show you. See, God gave them the crown. Hey, y'all some crowns. Hey, y'all crown. All y'all, hey, y'all crown. Give y'all y'all crown. Here your crown. But when they saw it, when they saw who he really is, let me tell y'all what gonna make them throw them off the head. Read. Watch this.
Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy.
O Lord.
O Lord.
To receive glory and honor and power.
Y'all see that now? Yeah. See, to what? To receive what? Glory, honor, and power. See, I'm done. Huh? Hey, that's your stuff. It ain't none of mine anyway. That Cadillac you got, it ain't none of yours. That Jaguar you drive, it ain't none of yours. That house on the hill with the swimming pool, it's not yours. That money in the bank, it's not yours. That land down yonder in Utah, it's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. You the one word to Lord. We didn't ever do nothing. I thought it was us. He trying to tell you, it ain't us, it's always Jesus. It ain't none of you. That means when folk brag on you, better be careful. It's never you. They had to see that. Here, God gave them crowns, but when they saw him, oh boy, when they looked and saw him, said, Lord, look at him. I was walking around and thought I was something. I thought I was sharp and cool. Oh, have mercy, Lord. I thought that was my house. Oh, Lord, it wasn't that mine. I thought that was my Jaguar. See, y'all get my point? Thought all that stuff was mine. See, it ain't none of mine. When you see it, they going to get them crowns. Hey, this gold. This ain't no shake stuff. This is real stuff. This real gold, golden crown on their head, and they even throw it back to Jesus. That's the way Jesus wants to do him now. Give yourself to Jesus now. You give your whole self to him. You didn't make yourself. God made you. You can't do nothing without him. He ain't through yet. Glory and honor. What else he said? Watch this now.
For thou hast created all things.
Y'all see that? See, well, say it again. So what? Read that again for me.
For thou hast created all things.
If he created all things, what you created? Well, nothing you own, but don't belong to you then. Don't y'all see my point? It ain't none of mine. It's his. You got to see this on this side. When you see this on this side, you ain't going to have no problem obeying God. You ain't going to have no problem worshiping God and praising his name. But you got to see it. If you don't see it in your spirit, you'll go with your chest poked out all you want. It don't take all of that. That's for you. You haven't saw him yet. I done told y'all, listen. God called me for a lot of things. And that's one thing he called me for, get hit pride.
I mean it from the depth of my heart. Because pride is one of the most easy sins you can do. It's the first sin that ever happened. The devil got lifted up in pride. That means God kicked him out of heaven because he got lifted up. That's the first sin that anything ever happened. It was the devil. Lucifer got lifted up in pride because of his beauty. It's easy to get lifted up in pride. You got to watch yourself. Get promoted on a job, you step up. And when you step up, your chest peck up. If you don't watch yourself, your chest will get up. You got to watch yourself. Pride will kill you. God will get rid of you quick with pride. And I told y'all how he brought me down. I was quiet there. Just brought it down just easy. We got lifted up. And I'm in this day to tell you, pride will kill you. You need the Lord. You can't make it without Jesus. He created everything. You got to see this in your spirit that I need the Lord every day of my life. Every second, I need the Lord. When am I prayer? Lord, I can't even pass the 1 second without you. I tell the Lord many times, right there, I said, Lord, I'm just like a 2-year-old baby depending upon the pan. I'm just like that depending upon you. Can't do nothing without Jesus. Jesus, get your mind, your brilliant mind, that you got all them A's and got all them degrees on the wall and get up in the morning, don't know the bathroom from the closet. Everything belongs to the Lord. Oh, it's do him. Give glory that do his name. His name. We carry his name. He earned it. What Jesus done on that cross, he earned it. He ain't begging for nothing. He trying to help us. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Because some of y'all sleep on me. Watch this. Watch this, watch this. Listen, everybody look at me. Watch this. Now. If I obey God, worship and praise him, who does it benefit? God or me? Go benefit me. If I never praise him and obey him, guess what? God's still going to be God. He's trying to help us. And we hurt our own selves. Hey, you got a car, ain't you? Yeah. The folk tell you, come up there and on your manual tell you how to get a service. Get a service, what? To get full service out of it, complete service out of it. But now, if you don't do it, who is it going to hurt? That's all the book telling us. It's to help you. It's to help you. We owe this to God. You owe everything to Jesus Christ. What do him? Get the glory that do him. You can't do too much for Jesus. Don't let nobody mess you up. When we get up young, we're going to throw our gold at his feet and say, you're the one worthy. That's your stuff anyway. You create everything. Can't nobody create nothing but God. The devil can't create nothing. God created everything you see. God just give man knowledge to invent things. But God already created it. Man can't create nothing. That being God, when he made him, he put man here last. Well, he won't say, I help God. He helped God do nothing. He was the last thing God put on this earth. Can't create nothing. And I feel sorry for some of them. Think they got a lot of sense on television and think they doing this and doing that, talking about this and that. I said, poor little things. I'm almost scared to go to California. You got to watch. You see, you better not tempt God, you'll mess yourself up. Don't you tempt the Lord now. When that bad earthquake they had in California last one they had, and this fellow with a little hard hat on, and little engineer, and man asked him, news reporter asked him, he said, well, what you would have done? Well, we can fix it where the earthquake can't bother it. I said, oh, Lord, I ain't going to California. The earthquake, who you think made the quake? Who you think ground is sitting on? God made everything. Don't you tempt the Lord. That means the Titanic went down in 1912. It said it won't sink. And the first trip it went out there, it didn't take no Tommy bomb and knock it. He just took a little iceberg to knock it down. Don't you tempt the Lord. Got a little hard head on like he a little engineer, you know, like he can fix something. I said, poor little thing. I said, I'm scared to go out there right now. I ain't joking, y'all. I may sound funny, but I'm telling you the truth. Don't you tempt the Lord. Hold up. We owe this to God. We got a God that can do anything, but he can't fail. That's all of it, Andy. That's all that for. Got another voice? Read on, boy. I'm just about through.
And for thy pleasure.
For thy pleasure.
They are and were created.
Now watch this. Now, listen. Do y'all get that thing? What it said? What it said? For what?
Pleasure.
For thy what?
Pleasure.
Notice pleasure. Pleasure you can do without. Pleasure you can do without pleasure. You ain't got to have pleasure. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Oh, God said I ain't got to have you. I did it for my what? Pleasure. Just like little toys. I just got to make y'all be like little toys. I do without all of you. For pleasure. For my good pleasure. I create you for my good pleasure. Just to play with it a little bit. I ain't call you to help me. I don't need your help. Just to play like folks play with little toys. You know what I'm trying to say? Make me some little mud men, little mud ladies, and just play with y'all a little bit. I don't need none of you. I can blow y'all the map anytime I feel like it. And still be God. You going where you going to hell, going on hell. See, I don't need nobody. Just for pleasure. Need nobody. You got to see God like this. The mercy of God. The grace of God. How he watch over us all night long. Take care of us. Give us and look over our faults to see our need. You got to look at all this stuff. Don't you never say you lucky. You're by the grace of God. Luck done played out. That's some of Ike mess. But you better look at Jesus as being mercy and grace. Ain't no more luck. God take care of you. God watch over you. God stop that car from hitting you. God stop that man from shooting you. God stop that man from killing you. God did all these things. I can do without anybody. I don't need nobody. And the Lord is good. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him glory. While I got a chance. Long as I got a mouth, I'm a sesser. Long as I got arms, I'm going to move them for the Lord. Long as I got feet and got legs, I'm going to walk for the Lord. Long as I got a head, I'm going to thank for the Lord. Am I right about it? He good. He more than good. He better to me than I'm to my own self. Ain't he good? He watch over me all night long. He take care of me, not only me, he watch over you, he watch over you, he watch over you, and he watch over you. Yeah, hey, hey, God, he the one that brought me from the rocks of my cradle up to this present moment. One time in my life, I thought I wasn't going to make it. But, oh, Lord, by his grace, he brought me. Came over hills, came over mountains, down in the valley, through the river sometime. But, hey, Lord, I made it. He brought me this far. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him honor. Everywhere. Everywhere I go, I'm going to praise his name. On my job, I'm going to talk about him. in the community, I'm going to talk about it. In the house of prayer, I'm going to praise his name. Hey, yeah. Sometime, I get a little lonely. I call up heaven. I get on my knees. I talk to Jesus. I say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you good to me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being so good and being so kind. Hey, yeah. Ain't he good?
Give him glory. Y'all can sit down. I'm cool. That's it. Be good. He good. I'm going to give him all I got now. Life is too short. You better give him all you got. You don't own nothing. Well, you won't waste your time in worship. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say to this sinner man, or the sinner woman, sinner boy, sinner girl, you may be doing fine now, but you got to meet Jesus. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You can confess now or later, but everybody got to meet him. You may die and don't meet him on this side, but one day you got to meet him. If you lost, Jesus died for you too. You just got to confess your sin and receive him as your personal savior. He'll save you right now. I say he died on that cross for you. If you were the only one in the world, he'll come die just for you. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. So I'm asking you, don't be ashamed. I want you to come and give your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says if a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one now? Will you come? Don't put the off now. You need the Lord. You need the Lord. If you ain't sure you're saved, come on down. You can be sure right now. Whosoever will, let him come. Will you come? Will you come? If anybody won't come by letter, Christian experience, you may come. Whosoever will, let him come. Will there be one? Will there be one? You've got to leave him. You've got to die. You've got to meet God. Everybody that died of Christ, ain't no but a hell for folks who died of Christ. When God come to save you, to keep you from going to hell, you can be saved right now. You can be saved right now. Don't put it off now. And sometimes the devil come in your mind and tell you, wait till next Sunday. Wait till the, that's not God talking to you. That's the devil talking to you. The devil just want one day at a time. Because you don't know when you're going to die. He know if you die out of Christ Jesus, you're going to hell with him. He know that. So he'll talk to you in your mind to tell you, wait till next Sunday. You ain't quite ready now. All them kind. But you don't know where death is. Be sure. When you leave him, I'm going to stay with the Lord. Be sure of that. Will there be any more? Will there be another one? Will you come now? Waiting on you right now. We're waiting on you right now. Don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Don't let the devil mess you up. There's a devil in the world. He talked to you just like the Holy Spirit talked to you. But if anything tells you not to come give your life to Christ, there ain't nobody but the devil talking to you in your mind. Nobody but the devil. He don't want you to be saved. He don't want you to be saved. He know where he's going. He's going to the lake of fire. And everybody that follow him will go down to hell with him. They call that the lake of fire. Will there be one now? Another one. Will you come on? Will you come on? Will there be any more? Will you come on? Will you come on?
Don't be ashamed when you come on. Everybody, everybody look at me a minute. Everybody in here. If you know you're saved, I want you to be seated. If you know you're saved. Brother, come down here a minute, brother. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. That's all. Nobody but the devil. There's a real devil in the world. He'll deceive you. That's what he in the world for, to deceive folks. They fool folks. They go the broad way and not the narrow way. The broad way is the only way to hell. That's what the Bible says. Don't be ashamed. All of us came one way or another. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad Jesus saved me. You can be saved. That's what he come here for, to save you. I don't care what you don't doing. I don't care how bad you think you are. God will forgive you right now and take you in as one of his children. Right now. You can't do nothing too bad for Jesus but turn him down. That's the worst thing you can do, turn down Jesus. You can't do nothing else bad enough that he won't save you. Right now. Right now, he'll save you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he's still waiting on somebody. He had the secretary right knees up. He's still waiting on somebody else right now. He's still waiting on somebody right now. Still waiting on somebody right now. Still waiting on somebody right now. If anybody won't come by letter of Christian experience, you may come. But if you lost, don't walk out here alone. Listen at this. If you don't want to join this church or be a part of us, we'll baptize you, give you a certificate, and send you where you want. That's fair enough. We just want you saved. We just want you saved. That's what it's all about, being saved. Being saved was all about. Thank you, Lord Jesus.